Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio today is Leslie Grigsby. She is Senior Curator of Ceramics and Glass at Wintertour in Delaware, and she is the creator and curator of an exhibit called Uncorked: Wine, Objects, and Tradition. Leslie, welcome. Thanks so much for coming down to Baltimore.
Thank you. Nice to see you, Jonathan.
There is a long history of wine in America dating back to colonial days, and with wine, like today, goes wine paraphernalia. If you had to go down to a few of the objects that really intrigued you, what was like the first one where you said, wow, this would make a great exhibit?
One of the big moving forces behind it is a wonderful book that comes from the Wintertour Library, and it's by a man named Cyrus Redding, and it's called Every Man His Own Butler. And in it, he talks about how an intelligent young man would not only know how to serve wine, but would also know how to buy it and where to store it and how to store it. And it has all sorts of wonderful things like 4 pages of wine sayings from my uncle that you could use in pauses during conversations at an entertainment.
Do you have any examples?
There is one that he's talking about how, this is written in 1839, by the way, and he's talking about how ideally your wine glass should be of the same specific gravity as the wine that you're drinking out of it. And as an example, he picks, I want to say it's a Moselle, but it's a light wine. And he says the perfect experience would be to drink that wine from half a soap bubble while floating by on a Zephyr.
I love that.
The whole show is filled with these quotations that have been put up on the wall, and they've been very well received.
Glasses, obviously, are a big part of this, and stemware is an important part of this particular exhibit, I'm sure, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, glasses change in style, right? And, like, for example, now we drink out of clear glasses. Several generations ago, we drank out of cut glass. What are people drinking out of, say, in the 1830s?
In the 1830s, cut glass was very popular, but it depended on how wealthy you were. So we have examples of the real high-end wares, as well as the middling wares, and sometimes a mug, if that's what you had. You wouldn't say, nope, can't have any wine, I only have a mug. You would say, let's pour our wine into this vessel and drink it.
In the early days in America, wine is an imported venture oftentimes, and it took a while for wine production to really get going domestically. What are some of the remnants of importation of wine that come in Uncorked?
What we talk about more than the actual wines themselves being imported, since there are several books on those subjects, instead we talk about the equipage associated wine that was coming in. That's a little bit more of a focus in the show. Mm-hmm. And we find that in the 17th century, many of the glasses and other types of objects are coming both from England and from Northern Europe. Northern European glassware especially was possible. In the 18th century, still lots and lots of English wares, but America begins producing their own. And as you go into the 19th century, there's more and more American-made goods becoming popular.
I've been speaking with Leslie Grigsby, who is Senior Curator of Ceramics and Glass at Wintertour. The exhibition is entitled Uncorked: Wine, Objects, and Tradition, and we'll be back next week with the second part of our discussion. If you'd like more information on the exhibit, which runs till January 6, 2013, you can go online to wintertour.org. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers!